The United States, and increasingly the world, loves whey. It's the stuff that's left over after curds are collected, molded, and turned into cheese. Producers used to put it down the drain. Not anymore. These days, there's an inside joke in the industry. You make the cheese to get the whey. Dean Summer is a cheese and food technologist with the Center for Dairy Research in Madison. He says whey prices have skyrocketed.
They're at the second highest level ever. So they've really, really come up. And a lot of that's due to exports.
Whey is used in a wide range of popular health food products, from protein shakes and baby formula to athletic bars. And for good reason. According to Summer, whey is full of helpful amino acids.
In various foods for athletes, they really help build muscle mass and repair muscle and protein damage after exertion. So from that perspective, they're really valuable.
Summer compares whey to a popular board game.
It's like having all the letters of the alphabet at your disposal to spell words in a Scrabble game. It has all the right components so you can make all the different proteins in muscles that the body needs to make.
Capturing and processing whey has become an essential part of any large-scale cheesemaking operation, including Baraboo-based Foremost Farms. Joan Baer is the cooperative's spokeswoman.
Foremost produces probably over 300 million pounds of whey in various forms annually, which represents about 10% of the sales of our cooperative.
Dairy experts say these days, big cheesemakers can earn around $2 million a month selling whey products. But where large producers see black, the little guys are seeing red. It turns out this whey renaissance is a double-edged sword. Small cheesemakers can't afford the equipment needed to process whey at the scale required, so they often sell the cheese byproduct to an outside processor for pennies on the dollar. And for them, it gets worse. The price they pay farmers for their milk already includes the value of whey. That, according to John Umhafer of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, means small producers are paying a premium for a product they can't even use.
We probably have 40 to 50 plants in the state that are telling me that they're seeing red ink because right about now you're paying the dairy farmer about $2.50 per 100 pounds of milk just for the dry whey value hiding in that milk. And so that's $2.50 that our members, the smaller guys, don't have.
Whey's meteoric rise has created quite a stir in the dairy industry, so much so that some are even talking about changing how milk is valued. It's a discussion that has broad implications for Wisconsin farmers. But according to Mark Stevenson, whey and milk may be inseparable. He's the director of dairy policy analysis at UW-Madison.
There's a lot of discussion about whether we can discover milk prices in a different way than using the formulas we use today. But I don't think that many people are talking about taking those whey values out of there.
But for the state's small producers, there could be a light at the end of the tunnel. Stevenson says these small plants may eventually form whey processing cooperatives. But until then, he says, they're going to just have to ride it out. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.